You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Step Change Dance Studios is an award-winning dance company who aim to make dance accessible for everyone. We're joined today by Dr. Rashmi Becker, MBE, the founder of Step Change Studios, to learn more about the company, to hear about their upcoming Bollywood and Latin classes, and how they're training dance and fitness professionals how to teach blind and partially sighted students. Hi Rashmi, thanks so much for joining us. So how did Step Change Studios begin?
It began probably about 5 or 6 years ago now. I felt there weren't enough inclusive dance opportunities for disabled people. I have a brother, I'm his guardian, and he has sight loss, autism, and a learning disability. And I was seeing the benefits of dance and music and just the arts for him. And I was also volunteering and working with people in social care settings, and again seeing the benefits of physical activity and just being active. And yet in the environments I was in where I dance, I wasn't seeing much diversity. And so I set up Step Change Studios to try and provide more opportunities. And at first I thought it would be a part-time voluntary thing, but it just rapidly grew, and there was so much interest both from dancers wanting to get involved and support more inclusive practice, which was great, and also from people with disabilities. So from charities, from social care providers, but also from individuals just asking if we could provide dance opportunities for them. And again, it started off with one style, and we were focused more on ballroom and Latin dance. And I think some of that was the Strictly Fever. But because people liked what we were doing, they then asked if we could do other styles. And that's ranged from hip hop to contemporary dance to Bollywood. And it's really interesting because Bollywood has particularly taken off. So I think there's a real appetite for that style of dance.
And for people new to Bollywood dancing, how would you describe the style?
In terms of a mood or an emotion, it's just really uplifting and fun. Whoever we dance Bollywood with, they love the energy that that style has, and it involves all sorts of different body parts and body movements, but it can also be very easily adapted to suit different abilities and different levels of mobility. So it's particularly, I think, amenable to working with people all sorts of ages and people that have, whether it's mental, physical, sensory impairments. It involves really fun and cool interpretation of these lively songs that are full of poetry and narrative. But what's great is you don't have to understand the language to get into the music and to enjoy the vibe. What's great about dance is that it transcends language and language barriers, and it's something that everyone can do. So again, I think it's a combination of the style, the energy, the mood, and the sort of colours that that type of dance brings together.
And you're also providing training for dance and fitness professionals. What are you teaching them so they can make their dance classes more accessible?
What's interesting about the work that we're doing is it's integrated. It looks at the whole experience. So we have community programs for people that are blind and partially sighted. And we have the program launching in Birmingham with local partners, Bollywood Dreams, that's going to be a Bollywood class for people that are blind and partially sighted. And it's a 12-week program that will culminate in a performance. So that's really fun. But at the same time, there's only one of us, and we want to create more opportunities for more people. So we work with fitness providers, dance providers, with leisure centres, with anyone that's involved in delivering dance, to try to upskill and improve their understanding of how to adapt so that they can include people who are blind and partially sighted. And through our own experience and through my experience of bringing in dancers who have not had that opportunity before, I think people can get hung up on a perceived barrier. But when you work through practical approaches, it really transforms both your own ability as a dance professional, the quality of what you deliver that allows you to involve more people and include more people, thinking about language and being more specific and being more visual in how you describe something. So, you know, swinging your arms forward and up to the air versus just raise them, and being very specific about whether you're stepping out to the side on your right foot. thinking about nonverbal cues, so how you can use the music, props and things that have sound, and how you can use your voice. So when you move across the room, having people sort of follow direction through your voice, thinking about physical interaction as well, and making sure, you know, that you always get consent. But certainly with things like partner dance, you can help guide people, you can give them a sense of that movement through the way you move together. So there are so many things that practitioners learn when they just generally train, but maybe don't give it that additional thought on, well, if you can't see, or if you have only movement of a particular part of your body but not another part, how can you still be able to make this inclusive and fun and something that more people can take part in? The people that I've worked with and team members that I've brought into Step Change Studios, they're all always very, very positive about the experience, and it makes them reflect more, because people dance because they love it, and, you know, that includes professionals, and we can forget just how much joy that brings to people. And when you're able to extend that and include more people, that's very rewarding, but it also reminds you of why you do what you do. When we teach, it's not about trying to make people experts in every type of eye condition and type of sight loss. It's about relating to participants in a more personal way and understanding what is the best way to support those individuals through the practical tools that we can give them.
And some people who may be interested might be new to dancing or adjusting to dancing with sight loss, and they might be a bit nervous. What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing I would say is it's completely normal and natural to be nervous. And anyone going to dance class for the first time is going to be apprehensive. I'm apprehensive if I try a style I'm not familiar with, or go to a place I'm not familiar with. I never know, you know, what's the standard going to be like? Am I going to fit in? You know, how am I going to look? Am I wearing the right thing? So everyone has those concerns. But I would say have a conversation with the place that you're thinking of going to. So when we run our classes, we get calls from people that are interested. And a lot of the time, they just need that bit of encouragement, because I know they want to take part, but they have those apprehensions I've mentioned. Secondly, you can also ask to just come along and be present and get a sense of what it's like without necessarily taking part. And often when I've said to people, you can just come along and then decide if you want to join in. The hard part can be just getting out the door and getting to the place. And actually, when they get there, they do take part and have a good time. And one thing that other professionals can do, which we do, is we often have volunteers as well. So we have volunteers to support people getting from the local train station to the venue and back, but also to support them in class, just to help with following the steps a little bit and to provide some encouragement. So I would look at what sort of support is available and just get an understanding of what a class will look like, so that you don't conjure up issues or concerns that may not exist. And then I would also encourage people to give feedback and take ownership, because what I love about our sessions is our students are always giving feedback about what they liked and what worked, and if something didn't work. Wearing darker or brighter clothing can be particularly helpful. For other people, they might be telling us the music's too loud or it's not loud enough, but getting that sort of feedback is really, really important, and it's how it helps practitioners, you know what's working and what's not working. So don't be nervous about saying, you know, what you'd like and what your expectations are. You know, even sometimes people have said to us they'd prefer the class to be longer, or they like a particular style of music. You know, we try to adapt to what people would like. Once we had a venue where there was just too much ambient noise, you know, people fed that back. So we made sure we switched to a venue where it was much more quiet and that worked for the people that we're supporting. So, you know, it's very much sort of two-way process.
And where are the Bollywood and Latin classes, and when are they?
So we have a Bollywood dance session starting in Birmingham at Fabric, which is near the Birmingham Hippodrome. And that starts on Tuesday, the 18th of April. That's a weekly class from 11 till 12, delivered by our partners who are local to Birmingham, and they're called Bollywood Dreams. We're really excited about that, because there'll be some fun opportunities to perform for people that would like to. And our second session, which is starting in London on Sunday the 16th of April, and that's going to be at 10:30 in the morning in central London, and that's going to be ballroom and Latin dance classes. And that's a program we've been running for a while, and it's hugely popular. And with that program, people will have the opportunity to take a dance exam if they like. And it's again a really lovely group of people and group of volunteers. It's for all abilities, so you don't have to have had any dance experience before, and it's just a way to have fun, be active, learn to dance, and to meet some nice people.
And what about the dance and fitness professionals who want to come to the training you're providing?
We are running an in-person workshop, which has been co-produced by two of our blind students. So they've helped us plan it, and they will be helping us deliver it. And that is on Monday. So this Monday, 27th, again at Fabric in Birmingham. And that's a 2-hour workshop, which you can sign up for via dancedosti.com, and that is open to all dance and fitness professionals. And in May, dates to be confirmed, but we will be running virtual workshops as well. For further information about any of the activities that I've mentioned, so the training for dance and fitness professionals or the dance programs for blind and partially sighted people, you can visit stepchangestudios.com. or you can email contact@stepchangestudios.com, or you can visit our social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rashmi Becker, MBE, for joining us to talk about Step Change Studios on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.